didn't have the will to carry on. Illusions in my mind, like that picture when you feel you can't go on, like you've been left behind.
We're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com, also transmitting on the shortwave 11.918 through 11.920. And also, failed to mention, apologize, 6.890 on the single sideband all week. So definitely appreciate all listeners on the 6.890 frequency on the single sideband and shortwave, also on 11.918 through 920, and of course all those listening on AM, FM stations in your area, and of course Republic Broadcasting Network is the flagship. And so we're glad that you've tuned in. We've really got a great guest here lined up, Dan Israel. He's going to be joining us here shortly, and we do want to take some calls. And if you'd like to talk to our guest later on here in about 5 or 10 minutes, you're welcome to call back if you called in. Got Dylan in Texas, though. We want to take his call. How are you doing, Dylan? Dylan in Texas. Are you there, my friend? Okay. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I just want to chime in here. This letter J, I have in front of me a copy of an Encyclopedia Britannica from 1770. I have a set that are a copy from 1771.
Uh-huh.
And the J does not have its own section. The J words are intermixed in with the I's. And, of course, none of us were alive in 1771 to hear the pronunciation, but this Encyclopedia Britannica from 1771 evidences that the J's would be pronounced similar to an I or a Y as they're intermixed among the I's.
Interesting.
Simply. And again, the Strong's Concordance, under the Hebrew section, entry 3050 for Yah, the sacred name, written J-A-H in Psalm 68. And this also takes you to entry 3068 under the Hebrew in Strong's Concordance, Yehovah, which commonly referred to in the King James as Jehovah, but of course it under that it mentions the Tetragrammaton YHWH, referring to Yod He Wah He, and besides these sources, recently I have made a full conversion in my personal prayers, eliminating the word Jesus, not just because of your show and not just because of these sources, but because of what Yahweh
is. Stay tuned. Hold on, Dylan. We'll be right back after this short break.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The counsel to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcast Network. You tuned in to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. And we've got a good friend, Dylan, in Texas. And as you were saying, my friend, go right ahead.
Yes. I was mentioning the sources for the J and the sources that we have for English speakers for the name of Yah, the shortened form of Yahweh.
Right.
We pronounce Yahweh, and which is Strong's Concordance. And as you started to mention, the various in the scriptures, his name does not change. In the Old and New Testament, his name does not change.
That's right, bro.
And Jesus Christ, with all due respect, Jesus Christ is a perversion of the name. And I know this not only from your school of class here on the radio and from Strong's Concordance, or even if I was to refer to the Hebrew text and see the so-called Tetragrammaton in there representing Yahweh, but also I once prayed to a Buddhist deity named Shakyamuni Tathagata. Shakyamuni referred to a man in Tathagata in Tibetan means savior spirit, okay? And when I fully accepted the resurrection and the virgin birth, the savior of the Old and New Testaments, I, of course, made a decision to fully stop using that other name. And so then your show came on, and I was challenged. I had already known that Yahweh or Yahweh is much more appropriate than Jesus or God.
Right.
However, I was not fully convinced that it was not simply a matter of semantics. And when I see some people are seers and some people are hearers, beyond the normal, and I am a hearer. And Yahweh communicates to me on time, before events, during events, and after events. And what he has communicated to me on time prior to the event, prior to my exclamations or prayers in the name of the Father, in which I often used the name Jesus Christ before I would exclaim to myself or pray to myself, possibly driving around or whatever,
yeah,
I would start to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, or I would say that. But prior, just prior to that, Yahweh put the word in my head, Satan. And then I found myself saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's funny, he did not put that Satan word in my head before I would say Yahweh, only before Jesus Christ. And he only did this when I was ready. He did not confuse me. He did not confuse me when all I had reference to was the King's English. He did it at this time when I was ready for the truth.
Well, that's quite an interesting story you got there, Dylan. It's impacting when it's a personal experience. And I definitely appreciate your input, and we want you to keep bringing forth your experiences, and they're very, very important. We all have our experiences, and we all need to know that the Father, he leads us and guides us. He relates to us at the level where we're at. Even when we don't fully understand his name, he still is drawing us. He's loving us. But he is calling us to obedience. And it's good to hear your willingness to be obedient, because his Spirit has given you that revelation. His Spirit has given you that understanding. It's not because of a man or a show. It's all about the Spirit of Yah teaching you yourself, because you are open enough to hear what the Spirit would say. And like you said, there are seers, and then there are hearers, or something to that effect. And we appreciate you, Dylan. And we've got our special guest, and without any further ado, we're going to bring on Dan Yisrael, a fine friend, prolific writer, and author of Christianity Amassed, which we have read excerpts, exhaustive excerpts today on the broadcast here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And Dan Yisrael, if you'd like to get his book, is available to be reached at 401-723-3330. And he has a email also, sospress@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to get this book, I encourage you to get it. There's enough documentation, verifications, footnotes, literary sources galore. Without any further ado, Dan Yisrael, welcome to the Repair the Breach broadcast, my friend. And how are you doing today?
Great. Good morning, Zechariah. It's a beautiful day out here today, and I pray you're blessed with one as well.
Yeah, it's really exciting to hear callers like Dylan in Texas, what we just had on a few minutes before you came on. Pretty awesome when a man gets a revelation from the Father to make that bold statement as he has. He's bold. He's awesome caller to have on the broadcast, and all the other broadcasts for that matter. What's your feelings on that? Isn't it awesome to hear that?
Oh, it is. It's really uplifting. It's a joy to my heart. As a matter of fact, I actually heard Dylan because I was able to monitor the broadcast through my call here. And if I can take and just expand on that,
go right ahead.
That would probably be great. As an introduction to what we can share further. Dylan's absolutely correct in his exposing the letter J as being only a recent invention to our language. That being the case, how do you pronounce words that we use today with the letter J? Now, if the J didn't exist, you take a look at the word Jesus, and we have to go back and identify that the word would have been pronounced as an I, that would be Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go look at a book of mythology and look up E-S-U-S, what you find is he's a pagan god, and He is the god of woodcutters. And the sacrifice he required was for men to be hung from trees. Well, that's an interesting situation, isn't it?
Very much so. We read that part in your book today. It was quite enlightening.
But, you know, you've got a lot of links linguistically that you have to find and seek out. You know, someone who can spend some time in just reading a dictionary or encyclopedias and searching these things out, and the Strong's Concordance is an excellent resource. The truth is there for those who will seek it, but it's kind of like walking out in California years and years ago. A lot of people walked over the ground. Some people saw gold. You know, and not everybody saw the gold. And that's what you're looking for. That, you know, it's only those people, those miners, those people who will dig and search, that will extract those golden nuggets and find the true value that's there for us all. But you have to be willing to do it.
That's the truth. I mean, I remember Messiah stated that the kingdom of eternity or heaven was like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, he sold all that he had and bought it for joy. And it's the same thing in the end time. We're living in the expanse of knowledge, and knowledge is increasing, but not everybody is seeking the kingdom of eternity with a true diligence, because the tradition has swallowed up their desire to seek possibly more of what they've been missing all this time.
You're absolutely correct. And I mean, if I can again expand on Dylan's testimony.
Yeah, go right ahead, Dan.
Just go right back to utter simplicity. There are many gods. The first commandment alludes to that. You know, have no other before me. Well, if you're not going to have any other before me, it precludes that there are others.
That's true.
It identifies specifically in the first commandment who that me is. It's Yahweh. The Tetragrammaton is the only deity that is named in the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm,
not Jesus,
right.
Not Buddha, not Allah, no one but Yahweh. Now,
that's right.
If you go to the last verse of the last psalm, it says, all that has breath gives praise to Yahweh. It's a very simple text. So profound, it eludes the theologians and the wise of this world. If I just sit comfortably in a chair or lying down in my bed in the morning just before I arise, and I just consciously take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, what sound do I make? I verbally, phonetically reproduce Yahweh with every breath that I take.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
That's awesome. Is
so simple, so profound. How can anyone deny that? I mean, Yahweh is spirit. You know, the pneuma, the breath.
Mm-hmm.
His breath that's in us with our flesh that creates a partnership whereby we can take, and subsequently, with the fruit of our lips, his breath through our flesh that can give him honor and praise. And it's as simple as that. But it doesn't work if you use any other god.
Absolutely. And even the term god, we found out, is a pagan term from goes back to Zeus. And you expose that quite a bit on your book. And yet people today, if you say Elohim, they don't know what that means, or Shaddai, but for the sake of communication. But at the same time, we don't want to compromise Exodus 23:13 either.
Oh, you're right. But, you know, take a look at, if I want to subjugate a people, what do I want to do? I want to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the best way to divide and conquer? Let them consider they're unified, but still divide them mentally. So if we now go into a mode of polytheism, teach polytheistic philosophy and theology, and then pray to God. Well, if you've got 600 people sitting in the pews, and everybody's praying to God, but their perspective...
Hold that thought, Dan. We'll be right back on the Repair of the Breach broadcast with Dan Israel, our special guest. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com, also transmitting on the shortwave 11.918 to 11.920, also on the single side 6.890. We're visiting with our special guest, good friend Dan Israel, the author of Christianity and Mass, a very prolific, exhaustive book exposing and unmasking Christianity. And Dan, this is over 300 pages. This is a powerful packed book of information, documentation, literary sources. Galore. Obviously the Father inspired you to write this because you bring out so many great truths. How long did it take you to write this thing, and when did you get the inspiration to do it?
I had gotten the inspiration to do it when I began researching specific topics myself and found that there was a lot of information lacking. You could find it, but it was awfully difficult to find. And not that someone who was diligent wouldn't be able to find it, but it took a lot of work, a lot of effort. So through research and everything, I began to take in and compile the information, and I was impressed to share it with others. As I began to share more, I actually received more information, and you know, we went through stages of refinement to the point where it began to be a published work. It was probably about 3 years in the making, actually.
Okay. And it's no question very well written, very scholarly. And I'm really thankful that the Father has raised you up in this end time to be bold enough to proclaim these truths, because, you know, the Scripture does say, you know, straight as the gate, narrow as the way, and few be there that find it. And folks, we're not saying we're the only ones. There's thousands and thousands, and maybe even millions, hopefully. You know, the reality is that there's not, it's not going to be a popular message. In the end time, the whole world is deceived. They're wandering after the beast in Revelation. The beast is religious as well as political, and it seems like that's really the reality of what everyone's experiencing today.
The book is not a book that can be shared in 5 minutes or less, or 25 words or less. It's really something that you have to take and sit down in the comfort of your home and consider what's being presented to you. Because truth, as you just expressed, is difficult. It challenges you. It challenges you, and it causes you to confront how you've been deceived. In doing so, it brings you to a change. And change is something that we as humans typically resist. We're comfortable. We're comfortable in our social influences, our churches, our families. And now you've got this one lone guy sitting in his chair reading this book. He's saying, my goodness, you know, what's happened to me? And as he tries to share with others some of the facts and the truths that are easily documentable and replicatable, now he finds opposition amongst, you know, his friends and his family members, because they are thrown in the same mold. They're being confronted by someone they know with information that their mind cannot allow them to receive unless they are incensed to or predisposed to seek the truth. And it's an interesting process, but it's one we all have to experience.
That's well said and stated. Visiting with Dan Israel, the author of Christianity en Masse, also he's a minister. He's available to do seminars. I think you're still doing seminars. Is that right, Dan?
Yes, we do, based on scheduling appointments. We do.
And so if there's any pastors or ministers out there and you'd like for Dan to come, you can reach him at 401, area code 401-723-3330, and sospress@hotmail.com. SOS like help, press back in media, sospress@hotmail.com. And if you'd like a copy of his book, you can order it with the same contact information. And, Dan, you'd be interested in taking some calls maybe today?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Awesome questions. All right, folks, if you'd like to pose some questions or comments to our guest, Dan Israel, you can call in now, 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. If you have questions or comments for our guest, Dan Israel, we'd be glad to take your calls, questions, and comments. And Dan, talk a little bit about your background. I think you mentioned you used to be a Seventh-day Adventist at one time.
I had, my background, I was raised as a Catholic.
Okay.
I was always serious about my faith, but, you know, Catholicism is pretty much tradition as opposed to scriptural truth. And when you study Catholicism, you will come to a point of understanding that their philosophy is church dogma, church tradition is the rule of authority over scripture. So scripture takes a lesser position. Pretty much so within Judaism as well, where they uplift the Talmud and above the authority of Torah itself.
That's true.
So what you find is, you know, that the same replication of man's authority over Yahweh's authority, you know, surfaces time and time again. And really, that's nothing more than the subjugation of men by other men. Really all it is. Whereas when you go back to the basic principles of what we were given...
Why don't you hold that thought? Dan Israel is with us here on Repair the Breach broadcast. Tuned in, Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. We've got much more to come. Call in 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com, and we're visiting with our special guest, author, writer Dan Yisrael. Christianity Unmasked is the book, over 300 pages of expose of unmasking Christianity. Dan, when did you begin to realize that Christianity could not have been the original faith of the apostles?
Just in studying Christianity, actually. Looking at the liturgical calendar or the church calendar, which basically the whole world follows, since Pope Gregory standardized the calendar, it's really surrounding all aspects of polytheism and paganism. First of all, it's tied to the sun. They dispense any, although we still use the word month, we don't follow the months according to the moon. We've pretty much extinguished that from our calendar system, and we follow a solar-based calendar with specific liturgical references within that, major ones, Christmas, Easter. Well, Easter, just look at the word, East. It's really going back to the pagan gods Ishtar or Ostar, but you're looking at the East. And what do they do? You know, sunrise services they have on Easter, fertility rites.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 9 months later, you got the birth of Mithras, you know, a pagan god,
right.
Number 25th. Nowhere in Scripture will you find any of those references. Nowhere. I mean, you're not commanded to celebrate his birth. There's no reference to December 25th in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally different calendar reference because you're following different gods.
That's true.
Now, that's pretty simple. Now, how much has our calendar system been manipulated? Well, just ask someone, what does the word December mean? I mean, December is based on decimal, deca. It's a 10-digit reference,
mm-hmm.
a numerical system based on 10. December means 10. We call it the 12th month. And what we're talking about is functional illiteracy at such a high level that we take and worship the priests who tell us lies. We worship the government that tells us lies. We worship the theologians that tell us lies. It's amazing.
That's well said, and the deception is so great. We do got a caller in Rhode Island next to you there, Dan. Keith in Rhode Island, welcome to the Repair the Breach broadcast. What can we do with you today?
Yes, I'm just wondering if either you or your guest would care to comment on an observation that many people throughout the centuries have made, and that is that Christianity is actually based on earlier mystical, messianic, pagan religions that flourished in Western Asia for hundreds of years before the Christ myth was invented.
Well, Dan, go ahead. Why don't you comment on Keith's question there?
Basically, Keith, what you have is Christianity is based in paganism and polytheism. And that's why if you drive by any town USA and drive by a Catholic church, you will see three front doors, especially churches built before Vatican II. Those three front doors were for the people to enter into the specific door of the God that they worshiped. In each Catholic church, you've got three altars. Each one had a separate door. They've got a combined temple so they could aggregate their resources, have a much more lavish hall or temple so they could all congregate. And their main focus of attention, which allowed them to do that, was coordinating around Sunday or sun worship. Although they served different gods, they still coordinated according to a specific calendar, which, I may add, is not the scriptural calendar. Does that help in answering your question?
Oh, it does. It does indeed. But isn't it true that the Catholic Church was really not, it wasn't really founded until maybe the middle of the 4th century under orders from Constantine, and that Constantine's own form of Christianity is like, it's very pagan influenced. It's more pagan than actual Christianity?
I would agree. And in your earlier comment, if I may just expand on that, what was taking place is you had many different religions, many different doctrines and philosophies being brought forth. And Constantine said, look, we want to universalize this. So he gathered all the prime leaders of those religious doctrines into a room, and he threw them in there, and he said, you know, under pains of death, you guys wrap it all up into something nice and neat that we can have so I can take and unify my authority here. And you're not coming out until it's done. So that's basically what he did. So you've got, you know, the council developed a creed by which they all agreed, but that unification was called Catholic. Now, the word Catholic means universal.
And one, that's right.
That's correct. So, you know, what you have is they were all of one accord in being able to blend all these doctrines into such refinement that, you know, just about anyone of any religion could come into that Catholic forum and be comfortable. So it amalgamated all different types of things, and that's what you have today. So if someone begins to study mythology or iconography, you know, looking at the statues, the symbols, and walks into any Catholic church, you can find representation there of virtually all pagan religions, right, in any Catholic church, right there.
And the eye to behold. I agree, and I believe that the Virgin Mary is really just another version of the pagan earth goddess. Is that possible?
Well, the Madonna and the Child statue and that philosophy has been quite prevalent in many religions.
Yes.
It's not unique to Catholicism or Christianity.
Wow.
And for every counterfeit, there's a real, and of course the enemy has tried to diffuse and say, well, you know, the Messiah didn't come or it wasn't a real death, burial, and resurrection, when in reality he did come and he did experience what the prophets wrote about in the Tanakh. So you got to be careful not to deny the Messiah, because he said if we deny him, he will deny us. And just because the pagans, the enemy, copycatted it, you got to realize that there's no way that we can deny him. And that's very important to walk that fine line. Sure, there's paganism interwoven, but the renewed covenant's still Scripture. The first covenant's still Scripture, and we just got to let the Spirit guide us. And that's what I would add to that. Anything
else?
Thank you for your time, both of you. All right. Any comments on that, Dan? I know you're bringing forth a lot of good information today.
Some of Keith's comments were good, and in your additional comments were good as well. It's an interesting situation, because what you have is a lot of the truth is the same, but the reference points change. I mean, yes, there is one and only creator, but again, if you take a look at Jesus, just look at the concepts, the philosophy. Jesus saves. But that's not what the Messiah said.
Or Jesus is Lord, which means Baal, which would
exactly.
be a true statement.
Exactly. Now you can take, if anyone says Jesus is Lord, I agree with them. Now let's just define what the word Lord means.
Let's define what it means. Yeah.
Exactly. Now let's go into Scripture and see who Baal was. Baal was abhorrent to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And then he says, in the end time, he'll take the Balaams out of our mouths that we referred to him as. He said, you're no longer going to call me that no more.
Exactly.
In the end time.
Sure. So what you have now is you've got someone supplanting the truth to take and lead you astray. Why? Because if I take and follow the Messiah, the Messiah's name is Yahshua, but in that definition is Yah saves, or Yah is salvation. Well, now, if the Messiah brings us back to the Father, and the Father reintroduces us to his law, now we're brought right back into our original covenant relationship with Yahweh as he introduced it to Abraham. Okay? But when you take and start promoting Jesus, and Jesus saves, those ministers in the administration of their craft, call it priestcraft, they take and lead you away from the truth of Scripture. They lead you away from the Father, because the strength is in the Father. So now,
right.
I mean, even within the Catholic system, they've even got the mother as a co-redemptrix. Where do you find that in Scripture?
Right, and he said, like you quoted earlier, don't have any others before me. He says, not to worship, don't bow down to any other. And yet, you know, Yahshua indeed was a title for the Messiah. The Messiah came in the Father's name, which was indeed Yahweh. Yahshua, this is probably where you and I would probably have a little divergence. But nevertheless, Yahshua was indeed a proper title for the Messiah. It's just the name that he came in wasn't a name that Moses developed in Numbers 13:16. And I know that the insights that, you have in your book, in fact, you have many other insights in that book. I wish I could have read more to our listeners. In fact, that's why I tell people, get your book. It'll be quite enlightening. 401-723-3330. Contact Dan Israel, sospress@hotmail.com. Folks, get this book. It'll blow your mind. It'll enlighten you, give you a lot of information, a lot of insight. I'd like to call in here, last few segments here, 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Dan Israel, a prolific writer, also a seminar speaker as well. So all you pastors out there, if you want some more understanding and truth to teach to your congregation, I would highly recommend and you get Dan Israel out there to your congregation and I've referred him to a few friends of mine, ex-pastor friends of mine, and they've been blessed by his ministry. So just I encourage you and all the other talk show hosts, if you're listening, get Dan on your broadcast. He has a lot of great information, insights. And Dan, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, how we've alluded to it earlier, how Christianity was the counterfeit, and Constantine broadened it, and the mother of all harlots was the Catholic Christian Church, and basically the denominal daughters were the Protestant Christians who came out of the mother, spiritual mother of all harlots, the denominal daughters. Why don't you elucidate a little bit more on that, because you bring it out beautifully in your book.
Well, again, if you take a look at the large picture, what you have is Christianity, as Keith identified, was really developed from a lot of the emphasis of Constantine way back around 300-400 AD. But as you're expressing as well, Protestantism is really just an extension of Catholicism. I mean, Catholicism is the mother from which they extended. Yes, they moved out a little bit. They resisted certain doctrines. But then they went on to expand into other doctrines, other sects, other divisions. So it was really nothing more than divide and conquer again, following in the same mode from which they had learnt. They still carry forward, a lot of the original doctrines that the Catholic Church taught them. The reason being is it's kind of like when someone wakes up and says, "Wow, my goodness, this isn't true. I should, move away from this." That is one point. And what typically happens is, a reformer will do that, and then people rally around him, and then they begin to develop a whole other sect, a whole other religion, a whole other set of doctrines around that philosophy. And then time goes on, somebody else becomes a reformer within that group. So it's like a tree growing, continually expanding. But when you take a look at all those factors and wrap it up into one book, as what we've tried to do, and look at this point, that point, this point, that point, you say, my goodness, what do we really have here? But nothing more than another form of paganism masquerading as Christianity. And especially the high point of the book is it does not deny Scripture at all. What it does is it helps people understand the differences between what the churches teach, specifically the Christian churches, as opposed to what Scripture teaches. There's a whole chapter in there, Test the Clergy. And each one of those questions, and I don't know how many questions there are, probably 100 in that one chapter, each one of those questions can put the clergy in a box because they can't answer the questions.
Yeah, they can't, or they won't, or they just don't know.
That's right. Many times they just don't know. That's true. So, if a member of the clergy is humble enough to do some research and bring that truth forward to his congregation, the Spirit can move in a mighty way. The Spirit of truth will, because he's now trying to bring light to his people. Will he be oppressed? Probably so. As an experience of sharing the book and our seminars with others, some clergy have embraced it and made some major changes within their congregation, and many people have been blessed. Others have gone the other way and condemned everything and condemned anyone in their congregation to read it. But the proof is in the pudding. If I can take and work with any congregation, I don't care where they are, I can take that whole congregation out of debt within 3 to 5 years. And I challenge any one of the clergy out there to be able to do that. And the reason why is because they're not following scriptural principles.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you take and restore scriptural principles and truth to a body of believers, amazing what can happen.
Absolutely. Obviously, the land that we live on, they call the North American continent, is indeed the most blessed land, and yet at the same time, we're experiencing a lot of turmoil right now, and I would attribute it, I think you would agree, because we have not kept the Sabbath, the land Sabbath, the Jubilee, the feast, and so forth. I mean, you detail it beautifully, I believe, in your book, how it's like a chain. If it's one link of the chain is not in order, then everything else begins to crumble.
That's correct. I mean, we are supported from truth, which comes from above. If we take and eliminate that or negate it, it's just like shutting out the sun. We're in darkness completely. I mean, if we want the sun, we have to take and get outside, get out from under our roofs and lift our hands and enjoy the warmth that it gives us. But by the same token, truth comes from the same source. I mean, not the sun per se, but, you know, it comes from above. It doesn't come from within us. It comes from a creator which is so magnificent and so has such great magnitude that it boggles our imagination to even enter into the concepts that we have. Some of the things that are advertised on the show here, you've got technology, other things that, you know, you've got people trying to break forward with truth in such a mighty way in all different aspects.
Mm-hmm. Well, just hold that thought. We're visiting with Dan Israel here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on the Repair the Breach broadcast. If you'd like to get in a call or two before the close of the broadcast for the last segment or two, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. And it's a very awesome lyric there by Pokerface group there, pokerface.com. Don't preach me, you profiteers of God. Don't teach me out of books that blaspheme Yah. And Dan, isn't that exactly what's happening today?
Oh, it surely is.
I mean, it's incredible. What about those that say, well, you know, there's a true form of Christianity, then there's a false form of Christianity, and you know, I always tell people, look at, everyone knows Republicans, Democrats are bought off. Same thing with Christianity. It's a misdirection. What's your thoughts and comments on it?
The problem that you have is you've got a lot of good people doing bad things because they're working with bad information.
Sure.
Scripture says, for all have fallen short of the glory. It says that there is none righteous except Yeshua. That being the case, we have to take and be humble enough to admit our error, look at ourselves the way he sees us, and begin to understand our true position. Only when we can do that and come to that position of humility can we then repent and make changes. When we are at that point, he can work with us.
Absolutely. We got
because now we can submit ourselves to the true teacher.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a couple more minutes here. We got Ed in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ed.
How are you, brother?
Hi, Ed.
I'm doing
good, good. Thanks for the guest here. It's very informative. I just wanted to make a statement. The information that you were saying, I'm not a master of the scriptures by no means. And I don't profess myself to be perfect at all. I'm far, far from it. But, you know, I do search it. And what I find is that when you do go beyond just the scripture and search, you know, go between the lines, you do find these facts and this information that the gentleman's talking about. Now, I'm not a theologian. I never went to school for, you know, any of that. And I know that. So if I know that, why aren't the heads of these churches, you know, preaching this? I don't understand. Do they know? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Do they already know and they just don't want to say it? Because if they do, you know, next Sunday there'll be nobody in the pews.
That's true. What do you think, Dan?
Well,
you know what I'm saying,
right.
Dan? I mean that if a gentleman I know that is on, he is on shortwave, but he's not on Republic, and he comes on Saturday and. Yeah, he was, you know, I did have a private talk with him concerning that, which came about around maybe 7-8 years ago when he finally started discovering all these doctrines, you know, these false doctrines. And then when he told his congregation, he was booted out. He was gone.
Yeah, because you're afraid of losing the book sales, the tape ministry, whatever you want to call it, their TV show, radio show.
Uh-huh.
They'll lose their fellowship card, their preacher's card. They'll lose a lot of their following, and that's the reason why a lot of them won't say anything. Some don't really know. Some do know. And, Dan, your final thoughts here. We got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
The problem comes in the organizational structure of churches, and they basically fleece the sheep rather than feeding the sheep. And, you know, I could go on and talk on that for a couple hours, but that's the underlying problem. And the whole hierarchical structure of the church is designed that way.
That's true. That's true. You've been listening to the Prayer of the Breach broadcast with our special guest here, Dan Israel. I'm your host, Zachariah Todd. Daniel, thanks, Ed, for the call. If you'd like to get a hold of Dan Israel's book, Christianity en Masse, you can reach him at 401-723-3330, 401-723-3330, sospress@hotmail.com is his email. Until next week, Yah will bless you, shalom, and we'll repair the breach some more during this week and the Sabbath.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.